it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Kevin Lytle joining us now from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my friend, looking forward to catching up with you here in studio at 2 o'clock for Rams Weekly. I know we'll dive into transfer portal stuff, the hot basketball that's going on right now. But I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about the Tyson Summers thing. That was I got to admit, man, that was a big shock to see that Tyson Summers is coming back to Colorado State as their DC. Do we have Kevin? Do we lose him?
Oh, you're back.
We got him. Sorry.
You dropped for a second.
We dropped Michael. He Steinered it. He messed it up. That means when you get something wrong, Kevin, he Steinered it.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back.
So Tyson Summers, anyway, yeah. We'll be back as defensive coordinator. I expect staff official announcements from CSU on the staff pretty soonish. I think it's pretty close to complete. But yeah, I think it probably surprised most people. Not even really saying anything about anyone. You just kind of assume when a new coach comes in, it'll be a pretty significant, if not full, changeover. But the DC who was with Jim Moore at UConn went to Mississippi State, so obviously he was off the board, and obviously met with Tyson Summers, and clearly Jim Moore must have liked the philosophies. And Moore is a guy that long time history as a coach overall, but I mean, he's defensive background. He's been an NFL and college football defensive coordinator. So he clearly would have strong feelings on that side of the ball and obviously liked what Summers was selling.
Without, belittling the rehire or the bring back of Tyson Summers, is this also, like you mentioned with Jim Mora, like his defensive background, is this also kind of mixed in one of those cases where Mora's got a lot of work to do? Transfer portal stuff, obviously we got done with signing day, this first portion. He's got to fill out the rest of his coaching staff. There's a million other things now a head coach has to do. Is this one of those where it's like, he doesn't have a bad resume. Had a weird year, obviously, but doesn't have a bad resume. Plus, I'm a defensive-minded guy. If we kind of hit it off, great. He can enact a lot of things I want. Let me just get that scratched off the list here easy enough. Then I can put my focus in other areas that certainly need to be addressed.
I mean, I don't think he would hire someone that he was uncertain of. It's just too big a position. You have to be pretty confident in what you're doing there. So, no, I don't look as sort of the easy, simple answer. I think it means that he believes in what Tyson Summers can do. And yeah, I think no doubt as the head coach who also has a defensive background, he'll have a say in things, but he clearly believes in Summers. And like you said, numbers last year, clearly not good. There were a lot of reasons for it, but Summers' numbers at Western Kentucky were pretty darn good. And there's now three straight coaches, but from Western to Jay Norvell to Jim Mora that want him as DC. So he's clearly a well-regarded coach in the game. I think some fan judgment maybe is clouded by the results as an interim head coach, which frankly have nothing to do with being a defensive coordinator.
No, and of course, in the court of public opinion, my first thought was, man, that's a tough gig, like to go into being an interim coach of a team that's already, proven to be pretty bad this year. They had a lot of injuries. I get that. But if the plan was Jay Norvell, how do I expect plan B to work out? Yikes. So I always was like, man, I for his sake, you just hope it doesn't hurt his stock. And it didn't. He didn't get a head coaching gig out of it, but he didn't lose his job.
Yeah, totally. I know, for whatever it's worth, CSU administration thinks very highly of Tyson Summers and the work he's done and his philosophies and all that jazz. I think they believe that he's a head coach again in the future, somewhere, that he's, that type of quality coach. It'll be interesting to see how it goes and what they do. And I just wrote this in a mailbag. You need the right guys to run the scheme, but that's true for whoever they would have hired as DC. So the results of the defense are kind of still to be determined based on what's next, in the portal, because obviously CSU needs a lot more quality players.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what are you hearing on the other side, on the offensive coordinator side of things?
Yeah, so that's another one. Gordon Samis was a likely candidate. He was the OC at UConn. I think Mora wanted him at CSU, but TCU plucks him. Obviously, that's just the power structure of college football right now. If a pretty high-level Power Four program comes for you, that's where you're going to end up, because I'm guessing the cash offer there is pretty high. So he's out, and you know, I think almost certainly it'll be Price Tracy, who was the pass game coordinator and quarterbacks coach at UConn, so basically working under Samus. And UConn had a very electric offense, a great quarterback play. So, you know, on the surface, that seems like he probably is doing good. He's a younger coach. He was working at Georgia on Mike Bobo, coincidentally's offensive staff. And, you know, for whatever, you know, people want to think about Mike Bobo, the CSU football head coach, Mike Bobo, the offensive coordinator, is considered one of the absolute best in the game. He's once again up for the Broyles for top assistant in the country. So, you know, that seems like a pretty good place to have learned. And we haven't seen at CSU, but a healthy program, you have the next guy in place to replace someone when they, you know, kind of move on. And so I think the theory is and hope is that's the case here of, you know, he was ready to step into this role. So, you know, it'll be a big, you know, it's not a name necessarily that everyone knew, but on the surface, it seems like a guy that, you know, probably should be able to come in and run the offense that Jim Mora had cooking at UConn.
This is why we got to have Kevin on. This is why we do this, because, again, you look at the fan base and they're so excited for Jim Mora. And then suddenly it's like, OK, they're bringing Tyson Summers back, which, like we talked about, this year was rough and the interim situation. Then you're seeing, you know, nothing official yet on the offensive coordinator side. And now all the names entering the portal, which is what happens to literally every single team. The tone kind of shifted in like a week, it seems like. And this is why we have to have you on, Kevin, to help us kind of shift back, put things into perspective.
Yeah, and frankly, I don't know why it would have. There's people that seem to be thinking that's, you know, kind of low-cost coordinator hires. I guess I'm wondering what people were expecting. Like, you're not going to go pluck, you know, whatever, Kubiak from the NFL or something like this. I know the new Heisel name was out there, and obviously it's a big name, but he's very inexperienced as an OC. He wasn't a play caller until, you know, the interim thing this season, so it's not like he's a long-time, you know, superstar coordinator or anything like that. So, you know, that, you know, it's a bigger name, but, you know, I don't know that he has any more resume than the guy that's coming. I think it's, again, Jim Mora has been in this game a long time, and if, you know, he's had a good program going at UConn. So the guys that he believes in, I'm inclined to trust, because the, you know, his OC and DC last year were plucked by TCU and Mississippi State, which, you know, I've said this frequently. If no one is trying to hire your assistants away, you probably don't have good enough assistants. So the fact that his are going to power programs probably means he's been doing a good job selecting.
Yeah, I tend to agree, my friend. Kevin, I'll look forward to getting you in the Yellow Fiber studios here in about an hour, and we can break into this. We can talk basketball. Maybe get into the state of college football, too, with the playoffs already making some edits to how they're going to be doing things going forward, at least just the first start of this thing. It's wild, my friend.
It's always crazy. There's never a quiet time in college football.
No, literally ever, and now officially. Kevin, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. See you in a bit.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the final hour, we got Buy or Sell. We got the Thursday night special. It's going to be a big one. And my guy, Brock Wisney, Mr. 29 points against Texas Tech, is going to join us in studio.
Game ball.
As well. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Don't go anywhere.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.